Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. Today, I am your host, the unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk. It is so lovely to talk to you. Although I have to say, before we even get started, today is going to be a shorter than usual episode because Harry isn't with us. She is working, which is awesome. After so long, she actually got some work, which is brilliant. And she's being safe and being wonderful because she is both of those things. And I have a disgusting sinus infection. I was like, don't tell him, just say it's going to be a shorter than normal episode. But we're like, no, you need to know how things are in the world. So I am unwell. But what was important was you got your episode because we have the most amazing chat to share with you ever. I was lucky enough to talk to Stephanie March and Rebecca Perkins of She Spoke. Now, She Spoke is a store in New York City, a makeup store where you can go and get your makeup done. It's kind of like Drybar, but for makeup. You can also create your own lipstick and create your own color cosmetics, which is super exciting in and of itself. As well as being founders and owners of She Spoke, Rebecca is a celebrity and film and TV makeup artist who is awesome. You can check out her work. We'll link to her socials below. And Stephanie March, you might recognize her name because Stephanie played Alexander Cabot on Law and Order SVU. You probably already know this if you follow me online at all, but Law and Order SVU is one of my all-time favorite TV programs. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I love it so much. And Stephanie was such a delight to talk to. I was very giddy. There was some fangirling. It was nearly very awkward, but I think I managed to hold it together like a professional. But basically, we got to chat about all things She Spoke, everything they've been up to, everything that's happened since the pandemic happened and lockdown happened. Obviously, the store is closed and how they're going to pivot their business, which is really interesting to see how the industry is reacting and responding to what's going on. But more than anything else, it was just lovely to talk to two women who love makeup and love beauty and are really trying to spread the message and make beauty available to more people, which is, I think, a very worthy endeavor. So I am going to cut to that conversation right now. We'll have a ton of new news in the next episode. As I said last time, we're also trying to plan a live when Harry and I can hang out with you guys on Zoom so we can do another live episode because that was so much fun. So much more new news next week. We'll have the chat now with myself, Stephanie and Rebecca. And after that, we've got, oh yeah, you know, we've got the highlight of the week. So stay tuned. Rebecca Perkins, Stephanie March of She Spoke coming up right now. So Stephanie and Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us. This is possibly the highlight of my whole lockdown. It's very hard to say.
That is a compliment.
I was so excited.
We are delighted to be a part of it.
No, I'm so excited to talk to you. It's so fun to talk to people from different parts of the beauty industry. That's my favorite thing about this podcast. We get to talk to all different kinds of people. And you guys have such an individual take on where you've come into beauty. So for the listeners at home, can you explain to us how you two met?
We met on the set of Law & Order SVU. Rebecca was head of the makeup department. I can't remember what season it was, Becca, but you remember?
I feel like it was 8 or 9. I don't know.
Yeah, it was during a triumphant return.
Yeah.
For good old Alex.
Yeah.
And Rebecca and I just, you know, it's really important that you have a good relationship with everybody on the set, but particularly with people who are very, literally picking food out of your teeth if something's going wrong that you haven't noticed, or, you know, people who are on your person. And so not only did we get along, but we became really good friends. And then we started this business together. And so that must have been, gosh, back about 7 years ago?
7 years ago.
When we started noodling it over? Yeah.
Well, it was 8 years ago when we started noodling. And then
that's right.
When we open this door. And, you know, when you're on set with people for like 14 hours a day, 5 days a week. So you really get to know people when they're tired, when they're cold. And you know, when you're a makeup artist, you're literally up in people's faces. So you know, I think it's so important when you're going into business to have a partner and to already go into that knowing that, like, you know, we don't get tired of each other and we could really trust each other to tell the truth about an idea. So that was sort of, that was the first good decision. And then we realized, like, you know, I left the show at the end of season 12. We realized that the experience of having a makeup artist wasn't something that only people who were on a set should have. And so we started doing this makeup services, but then we also started offering as a service the ability to make makeup. And it's been really fun approaching makeup as a career from so many different angles, like from the production and on set angle, and then from opening a business in a service capacity, and then developing products. So it's been a really wild ride.
Tell us how you came to start the store, because for people that don't know, you guys have a store in Soho in New York where you can come in and get your makeup done and craft your own products, right? You can make your own lipsticks, which is terribly exciting, although obviously not right now, but soon. So tell us where the idea for that first came from. Obviously, you mentioned the idea of everyone wanting a makeup artist. How did that go from a casual chat to something that is real and exists?
You know, somebody told me, I think it was originally Christopher Reeve, and I can't remember the three questions, but it's what you ask yourself when you're deciding whether or not to take on a role. And one of the main things is, can I stand to watch somebody else do this if I've been offered the job and don't take it? And Rebecca and I had talked about doing makeup, like a dry bar, but for faces, for a couple of years. And she was, oh, Becca, you must have been, how old was Arthur?
Two.
Okay, so that Arthur is Rebecca's first child, little boy Arthur. She said, look, she was doing my makeup in the Hamptons, actually. It was for a shoot. And she said, look, I really want to go ahead with this. Are you in? And I thought, I cannot bear to watch somebody else do this with her and not be a part of it. So do we go for it or not? Yes or no, choose right now kind of thing. And we went for it. And no matter what has come our way, I've not regretted it since. It's been an amazing experience. And it's so liberating, especially as an actor, when you're constantly trying to get somebody else to give you a job, to be in charge of your own destiny for a little while. I mean, it was so freeing. And that's where it all began. We found this great spot in Soho. And we'll tell you more about the story and the trajectory about that. But we found this great spot and it just happened. I mean, there's a lot more work behind it than that, but that's essentially, we just said yes.
Yeah.
You know, say yes and figure out the rest later. Isn't that what Tina Fey says?
I believe I want to say yes. I want to say that Tina said
somebody
faces,
smarter
yes,
than
yes.
me.
Yeah, it really has been a journey, though, in terms of, like, you know, how to decide what to offer, and, you know, what you start with on day one is not what you are, you know, 7 years later. And so, you know,
it is not.
Yeah, it's, we really, you know, as far as, like, for makeup services, that it was really very, you know, like based around a time of day or a day of the week. And so we started offering the service to make your own custom lipstick. And that we really found was, like, quickly our most popular service. And so, you know, and it's been interesting now that, like, we started thinking, well, how can we scale it? Not everybody can make it to, you know, little jewel box in Soho. So we started thinking of, you know, how can we make it an exciting online experience? And then COVID happened and all of a sudden we didn't have a store to go to every day anymore. So we've really been taking this time to really...
And, you know, it's funny because we were talking before you got on about the blessings and the curses of a time of COVID. And one of the things we were saying is that... Right now, because so many of the usual ways of living are kind of busted, broken, everything's up for grabs. And, you know, we had been talking about this and working to have a better digital presence and an online storefront, essentially, for a year. So it allowed us, when we closed the store, to really focus on something that we had already been noodling for some time. And it kind of gave us the kick in the pants that we needed to really go for it.
Yeah, when you're doing the day-to-day operations of a brick and mortar in Manhattan, it's really, you know, it takes up its own amount of time. And then all of a sudden, we just had all this sort of mental real estate, and we were like, let's take this opportunity. So it's been interesting how the pandemic has really forced us to reshape our thinking, and in a way that it has allowed us to be really creative. And I think that our digital process is going to be really exciting.
So you mentioned how the store has changed and how the offerings have changed over time. How has beauty changed in that time, since you're both so hands-on, like with the store, and also Rebecca with you being a makeup artist? How have you seen what the consumers are asking for, how the beauty industry has responded? How have things changed since you started the business?
Well, I think that there's a lot more accountability. People are a lot more aware of what they're putting on their faces and on their skin. And so the shift towards clean beauty and the expansion of that element of beauty has really been really noticeable. The trend towards, and I hope it won't be a trend, I hope it will just be the new normal of inclusivity and accountability with inclusivity, that, you know, you can't just be a makeup brand for, you know, white ladies. It's gotta be something that can be for anyone. There's a lot of, like, just I feel like every day there's a new celebrity beauty brand, and some of those feel really interesting and authentic, and then some of them feel really just like Walmart wanted to slap a name on something. So, you know, there's definitely just the field just keeps getting bigger and thicker, and, you know, so really being able to navigate through it and figuring out like what really is something beautiful and special and what is something that people really aren't gonna connect to. I think those are the big tasks.
She Spoke is all about individualizing beauty. What you do is all about tailoring it to the person's experience, which is the glory of having a makeup artist involved in the brand. If you could invent a dream product, if you could put together anything, what would it be?
Can I interject here?
Yes, please do.
I mean, not speaking as a makeup artist, but Rebecca has created a dream product for me. You know, we're starting with lipstick, which is a great way to give beauty your voice. And it's a great way to get it's a great hero product. Most people wear something on their lips, but we are beta testing all kinds of different cosmetics. And Rebecca has made me the most incredible concealer. I have very sensitive skin and I'm prone to breakouts, and this stuff is amazing. Now I don't know Rebecca's favorite thing, but it's one of my favorite things that she's made for me.
We are a big concealer podcast, so this is very exciting to us. If Harry was on this call, she would probably be trying to charter a jet over to try it, because she is concealer obsessed. That is her thing.
Well, that's one of the things that, like, you know, as we've gotten more and more granular, not just doing makeup services, but what makeup are we using? Oh, we're going to make our own makeup. So what goes into it? And the things that you learn. So we partner with an amazing chemist in the US, and we give them sort of ideas of what we want to see and feel in our formulations, and then they'll send us a prototype, and I'll be like, well, this is the best formula I've ever used. But they send everything colorless, and we input the pigments. And what I don't think most people know about complexion formulas is that it's only for pigments. It's titanium dioxide, which is white. It's like that stuff that you've seen sunscreen. It's black iron oxide. It's a red iron oxide and a yellow iron oxide. And that will, you can blend those in different ratios for anyone from like Karen Elson to Alec Weck. It's the same for, ingredients. So you're not leaving anyone off the table. And we would just really love to be able to expand as soon as possible into custom complexion, because, you know, it's your skin. It's like the largest organ on your body, and you want to feel confident in it. And if it's something that's completely custom made for you, and what Stephanie talks about is that I made her two. So like the center of your face and the perimeter of your face are often different shades. And yeah. So having something that is not only specific to you, but specific to like the part of your face, I think is exciting. And it's fun to make, it's fun to, you know, have somebody tell you that it's, you know, the best product they've ever used on their face. So I can't take credit for the formulation because that's our amazing chemist, but like it's really exciting. We're kind of sitting on that capability, and I am looking forward to us being able to unleash it.
Yeah, you've got me all kinds of excited, and it's not okay because I want it now. Like I want this now on my face. My face is also sensitive and prone to breakouts.
I've used it in a Zoom capacity probably more than I have on set. It is amazing. It's very Zoom friendly. I'm finding that I'm using our products quite a lot right now, actually.
Well, everyone's saying that's the next big thing, so.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm sort of thinking about if we ever do get back to work. There's a new Law & Order spinoff coming up, and I would like to be able to put it on our actors on that show.
And I'm looking forward to watching that show. So everyone here is in agreement on this call. So that is very exciting.
So while I was waiting for the prototypes for the concealer base, we have a lip and cheek balm, and it's meant to be used on your face as well as your lips. And so I was sort of using that as the base for another type of concealer, and we kind of prototyped it. We're calling it the face balm, and it's kind of like for people who are less prone to breakouts and more prone to like dry skin. It's a much more sort of moisturizing formula. So that one's
You're appealing to the beauty nerd in me. I'm very excited about all of this. How long have you guys been beauty buffs? Obviously, you're professionally involved, but from a beauty perspective, from a personal perspective, was it something you were into from being a little kid, or is it something that you both came to later in life?
Well, Stephanie's from Texas, so.
I did. I grew up in a house where, I feel this way. We did not, you know, you don't go to the store without a little bit of concealer and a little bit of lipstick. So I truly have always, I probably wear a little bit of makeup. I just feel a little bit more polished, and I enjoy it. Funnily enough, I'm not a product junkie, which I think is part of the reason I feel so dedicated to the She Spoke mission. I don't want a lot of product. I just want 5 to 7 things that really work that I know I can count on. And I like to keep kind of a clean dashboard. So for me, it's really about performance. It's about being able to do a 5-minute face and get out the door, because I can't do it. Can't get out the door without it. And then to be on my way. So that's what I want. I want a few things that really work.
For me, I'm not really sure what my family sort of, they get very confused about me because nobody in my family is that into any makeup or any sort of, some grooming, but, and I started reading like beauty magazines and books about makeup when I was as soon as I could read. So I've always been obsessed with makeup, and like, it's the only sort of job I've ever had. My first job after college was at Sephora. I spent the summers in college doing makeup for student movies and things like that. So it's always and not less about the product per se, but more about the craft. And does the product enhance the craft, or is it making it harder for me to do what I want to do? Yeah, like Stephanie said, I'm not a product junkie, but I do like to get my hands dirty in it and see, you know, what works and what doesn't work. But yeah, I've loved makeup my entire life. Like I can tell you where I was when Kevin Aucoin died, and you know, like that.
What was the first product that you remember? What was the first product that stole your heart?
A blue iridescent Shu Uemura eyeshadow that my sister had that she never wore, and so I stole it.
I can tell you right now, mine was Revlon apricot blase, or blase apricot lipstick that my grandmother had that I would steal out of her purse and wear. I mean, I must have looked insane, but I thought it was impossibly glamorous.
Oh, so glamorous.
Why were we all stealing makeup? Because, yeah, I was just sneaking into my mother's door and taking frosted lipsticks and being like, my precious, and just daubing it all over my face.
Yeah. I think there are so many, so many of us want to wear makeup before we're technically allowed to. Mm-hmm. What I love about the beauty industry that has really changed since I have come of age is that it is no longer, especially from our perspective, you aren't making yourself up to be pretty for someone else. It is a tool of self-expression. It can be war paint. It can be comfort. It can be nothing. It could be a costume. But whatever it is, it's not about being beautiful for another person. It's about feeling like that version of yourself that you want to feel each day. And I love that. I just love that.
I couldn't agree more. That's our favorite thing here at Full Coverage, that we routinely have to discuss with people about how makeup is a feminist choice and we should all be allowed to make it.
100%. I mean, I went to a women's college. I have nothing but sisters. And for me, it's not, incoming. I'm not putting on makeup to look sexy. You know, we hire women, we work with women, and you know, there's nothing about what we do that is not feminist. It's in fact, I prefer to think of it as actively feminist.
That's amazing. So back to product, even though I know you're both not product junkies, but actually maybe that makes this an even better question. Are there any makeup bag staples that you cannot be without?
I absolutely use our lip and cheek balm every day, because for me, no cheeks, no girl. I always say that unless I have a little something on my cheeks, I tend to look real tired. Yeah. So the lip and cheek balm, a brow tint, our concealer, and some powder. If I do that, I'm ready to go. I usually tint my lashes because for whatever reason, despite 8 years of deep friendship with Rebecca, I cannot put on mascara. I look like something's happened. Something's gone terribly awry when I put it on.
What about you, Rebecca? Anything that you have to have in your makeup bag?
100% mascara. And it used to be L'Oreal's Voluminous, but then our friend who's a beauty editor introduced me to the Pat McGrath Fetish Eyes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, all right, let's see if she brought it. And I put on one coat and I was like, bam, Pat is not playing around. So I'm very happy to report that that is a fantastic product. Our friend Danielle has an amazing brow line called Kimiko. Mm-hmm. And she has these really, really fine brow pencils that that I really like. And depending on if I want to be a redhead or if I want to be more like brunette-y in my brows, there's latte and coffee. And then they also have a darker one. And those are terrific. And then, yeah, I use our concealer. And I also like Pat's highlighters. But because of all of the different pigments and powders we have, I've made a few highlighters that are probably rooted in my blue iridescent origins, because they all
seem childhood obsession.
It's like in my DNA. Definitely like either a blue reflex or a green reflex iridescent highlighter.
I was with Rebecca the first week she had that mascara, and I will tell you, it was something close to like a religious awakening. She talked about it every day for 7 days. She bought me some. It looked amazing. She put it on me. I thought, oh yeah, I finally found it. And I went home, and like the idiot that I am, I couldn't do it. But she's a convert, man. There's no going back for her.
Look, when you meet the one, you meet the one. You know, it is what it is.
You know when you know.
We're very lonely women.
And that's hard because there's so many mascaras out there. There are so many mascaras. To stay dedicated to one,
and they all promise the same thing, and they don't really do it.
They do. I understand. I am very pale, so mascara is, if I don't wear mascara, it looks like I have no eyes. So it's a real search.
I think it's the biggest thing. But you know, I got a job at Sephora right after I graduated from college, and that was such an education in like how many things are kind of the same. And so, you know, just to be aware of like are you buying this because of the marketing and the packaging? Or are you buying it because it is effective and, you know, high quality? And what are the things that you probably can't find at that lowest price point versus the things that you can? And like the mass, like the drugstore beauty companies put like 80% of their R&D budget into mascaras because it's something that people are buying over and over again. So for me to find, like to pay like $30 for a mascara, I'm like, well, she better be the best mascara in the world, but she is.
I know, and I'm definitely not going to recommend that you should try the new Marc Jacobs At Lashed, because I don't want to do that to you. But you should.
Oh, it's great.
And if you strong like word. Fetish eyes, I think you would like At Lashed. It's really lovely,
okay.
And the tube is gorgeous. And I hate myself for it because again, it's that top end of mascara pricing, but it's really good.
Wear every day.
It's,
so on
it's just in this gold and black stripy tube, and it's so beautiful, and you get great big fluttery dolly lashes, which is my preferred giant lash. So I love it.
All right.
Now I'm doing a sales job for Marc Jacobs. He doesn't need it. Do you know what is the most commonly requested color in the studio? I'm curious to know what people are asking for when they come in.
I would say, so for the people who don't come in with like a specific color in mind, because we've seen it all, a lot of people want like the perfect nude for them. And, and so then when we talk about nudes, are we talking about flesh tone or are we talking about lip tone? And then, you know, often they never thought of that. And so it's, you know, and then, so we can really cater it to like specifically their lip tone and how it's going to either enhance that or, you know, bring like an evenness to it or deepen it or lighten it or whatever it is. But like, I would say probably 40% of what we do is the perfect nude. And a lot of people will say like, oh, I wish I could wear red. And then it's like, oh, well, you can. You've just always been told that you need to wear a blue red, but you'll feel more comfortable in a warm red. And then we get some things like, you know, people have always wanted a color like terracotta, but, you know, Maybelline isn't necessarily going to make that because they're not going to sell, you know, 500,000 of them. So, so they'll come in for like those colors like Purple Rain or Cement or terracotta, those sorts of one-off colors, but definitely our biggest request is a nude.
One last question, because I think this is something that's very important and we could all use some of this energy right now. Alex Cabot's power lip color. What is that color? How do we achieve it? How can we all be more Alex Cabot?
Oh, wow. You know, I give all of this, whoever created Alex Cabot's face is on the other end of this line right now. I didn't have a lot to do with it. RP, what did you use? Do you remember?
I remember we used, it was like a MAC dark sort of rose. I don't remember the line. It was from kind of their shinier lipsticks. But the fun thing about Alex Cabot is that like she could have a little bit more fun with color than Benson. Benson had to keep it pretty. I mean, she was fully glamorous, but it was a lot more sort of neutral tones. Whereas like with Cabot, we could have a little bit more fun. We could do some more like plummy.
Do you remember when we decided to do a lip one time, like a, kind of a reddy pinky lip, and the whole wine producing team freaked out? They went into overdrive. Do you remember that?
No.
They came, what's the matter with her face? What happened? What would you, I mean, first of all, it's lipstick, everybody. We can just take it off. Not that big a deal. Second of all, I mean, it was a bunch of dudes, of course. They didn't get it. Second of all, she can't wear a lip. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's, you know, in fact, one of my travel staples, it lives in my toiletry bag, is a red lip. Because every now and then, it's the only thing you can do to dress up, and it works just fine.
It's instantly done in 30 seconds. But we did like a sort of dark rosy pink. For Cabot. And for Benson, what's funny is that Marishka has so much natural pigment to her lip that the film stock that we were, that the camera used before we switched to digital, it, if she didn't have anything on her lips, it would look like she was wearing fuchsia lipstick, like no joke. So, which was not right for the character. So we would have to actually use, like, completely tone down her natural lip pigment. So that was always sort of a constant journey to see, like, okay, well, how's this gonna look? Oh, it looks completely gray. No, this is gonna look like warm and neutral. And like, so that was one thing with Benton's lipstick that was actually very specific to Mariska.
I mean, my kingdom for Olivia Benson in a red. My kingdom for Olivia in a red. Seriously. I want to see it. That woman needs a red lip. I think it would solve a lot of her problems in her personal life. That's all I'm saying. I think she'd just feel better.
Pass that along to the writers. This is what, yeah, what America wants.
Please let them know I'm a professional. I'm here to consult anytime. So what's next for She Spoke? What's next for you guys as you go forward?
We're very excited because we are pivoting to an online experience that will hopefully, I think very faithfully, recreate what a person would have in the store, makeup artist, so that you can customize your lipstick online. And we have a really fun prototype that we've been working on for about a year, starting beta testing just next week. And we hope to be able to offer what we've had in store online to a much broader audience, especially during lockdown. Is there any better time to custom make a lipstick for yourself? So that's what we are going to be delivering this fall. We're really excited about it. Our great digital pivot. We've thought long and hard about it, and it was a good time for us to pursue more aggressively the digital part of our business. And it's certainly a great time to reach people as we're all trapped behind a device right now.
Yeah. It was something that we really had been wanting to do, but didn't necessarily have the bandwidth. And then, you know, just looking forward to a post-COVID world, we really think that this is where and how we can best serve our clients. And I don't know, it'll be pretty exciting to pull it off.
I'm so excited that we managed to find a positive in all this horrible stuff. Like, yeah. This is so fantastic.
You know, we are in the business of delivering a little bit of happiness. That is one of the greatest things about being in beauty, is that what you are supposed to do is make people feel better and supply treats. And so to be able to do that at any time is great, but to do it right now is especially gratifying.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. It was so good of you to spend some of your day with us and share all your insider information. We're so excited to see what's coming from She Spoke. I want that concealer possibly more than I want anything else. It's just shot my wish list. It's ridiculous. My face has been a lockdown disaster. I'm so lazy. Like, please give me this concealer and make everything better for me.
I'll work on that now.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind just doing that. No, it's been such a great chat. But thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Honestly, they were just so lovely, and sorry if there are any audio issues in there. Obviously, we were speaking over Zoom, and they were both speaking to me from the East Coast of the US, and they just had horrible weather. They'd had a tornado. Stephanie had had her power knocked out. She was running off a generator. It was kind of bonkers. They were amazing to do what they did and to chat with me when they did, and so gracious and so sweet and so kind, and just like genuinely really excited about what they do, which I love. Like, the people I love the most in beauty are the people who are there because they want to be and there because they're passionate about it. And I really am excited to see where She Spoke goes and with the She Spoke mission. And as you may have noticed, really excited about that concealer. Like, I really want that concealer. I don't want to be a dick about it, but I really want that concealer. So yeah, stay tuned. We'll have more She Spoke news as and when it comes in. Now it is time for me and my sinus infection to sing to you. This is a hardship. I'm suffering for my art. I'm suffering for you guys. I am going to sing for you. I hope that you will sing with me because it is time for Highlight of the Week. It feels like a really long time since I've done that. It feels so long. This week's highlight is the Wayne Goss Luxury Eye Palette in Imperial Topaz. I know tons of people were talking about this when it launched. It launched a couple of weeks ago. I ordered it. It's not a PR sample. This was purchased with my own pennies. And I have to say, I'm super in love with it. I think the size of the palette is really good. It's just £6. It's not intimidating. It's not enormous. It's not just like, oh, too much. It is a really nice, small, portable sized palette in and of itself. It has a huge mirror inside that you could use to do your whole makeup. And the 6 shades are just super universal and super wearable. There is a beautiful shimmery champagne that I've been using all over my lid as a base most days. And then the shades are just numbered too. So you don't have to remember any names, which is helpful. So 01 is the shimmery champagne. Then there's sort of a shimmery, same sort of texture, taupey brown. That I've been using again for just a little bit of definition, a little bit of color on the eye. Then you have a matte black, which is gorgeous. You can use it as a liner. You can really smoke things out. You can go crazy with it. And then in the bottom, I don't know words anymore, guys, but the bottom line of shades in the palette. The bottom row, there's a really gorgeous, that same shimmery formula of a rusty, coppery, orangish brown, which is really nice. Then a really pretty matte brown that you can use to contour or as a transition shade in the crease. Or if you're looking for more of a matte 90s look, that's really good for that too. And then the last shade is a super, super sparkly champagne topper. It doesn't have a ton of pigment in it, but you can sparkle up basically any of the looks that you can create out of the palette, which is, as I've already pointed out, a lot of looks. The pigments are beautiful. The eyeshadows blend beautifully. The mattes, the shimmers, all of it. It's just so easy to use. It's pretty foolproof. I don't know anyone on this earth that might listen to this podcast who truly needs a new neutral or nude eyeshadow palette, but if you're looking for one, this is such a good one. Or if you're just looking for a treat to self, because come on, it's 2020, this is a really nice treat. It will be a really lovely gift as well to someone who's starting out or someone that's looking to step up their game a little bit, move up to a fancier level of product. I think it's really gorgeous and it makes me really excited for what Wayne is going to do in the future with his brand. Think this is the start of something wonderful and I can't wait for the next release. So that's it this week. Sorry it was such a short one. Hopefully next week my brain will be working better and on fewer antibiotics and all kinds of things, and we'll have Harry back and we'll hopefully be talking to you in the next episode. Hopefully our next episode will be live. If it isn't, it will be the one after that. We promise. We can't wait to chat with you. I hope everyone's doing okay. I hope everyone's staying safe and staying well, taking care of each other. It's really important right now. I know you are, because I see you all in the Facebook group being amazing and just being wonderful. If you're not a member of our Facebook group, facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast, and the top pinned post will take you through to the Facebook group for the pod. It's a private group, so you have to ask to join, but provided, you know, you answer the questions and you're a nice person, we will absolutely admit you, because we're a nice group of people. We want to keep it that way. So I hope we will see you there. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on all of the places. Come say hi. We would love to hear from you. It's not like I've got anything else to do. Joke. I'm literally on deadline. And I will speak to you again in but 2 weeks. I hope, as I said, you're all really safe and well, and we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.